She's in front, Arnie Titmus. Ariane's in front. To become a legend, you have to beat a legend. And that's what we've seen. Australia win gold. Ariane Titmus. Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. Oh. A golden double. Ariane Titmus, the 2-4.
Ariane Titmus, congratulations on all that you've done and welcome to SEN.
Hello.
I imagine these have been whirlwind days. Collectively, before we deal with the individual, has the team had a chance, Ariane, to reflect on what's been achieved in Tokyo as a group?
I think a little bit. Last night we had a bit of a team meeting with some awards from the meet, and then we had a chance to kind of let our hair down as much as we are allowed to here with all the COVID protocols, but it was nice just to hang out as a team and really enjoy our last night in the village.
Is there a sense of pride?
I think there is. I think we're really proud of what we've achieved in very difficult circumstances over the past almost 2 years. To be able to come out and perform Australia's best week in the pool at the Olympics is unbelievable. So I think that, we're really proud of what we've achieved.
How important in all of it has been building that team and that culture, which a few of the coaches have shared over the past 24 hours?
I think that, the culture every year that I'm on the team, I mean, my first team was World Short Course 2016, right after the Rio Olympics, and I've been on the national team every year since. And I think every year the group of people have gelled even better, and the culture is unbelievable. This team and the connection that we have, I think, is the reason why that we're able to swim fast and support each other and be there for one another when you have a great swim or maybe a bit of an off swim. And I think that's why we're able to perform when it matters. And I'm just so lucky to be a part of this swim team. I think, this is obviously going to be one of the best moments of my life, but I'm so happy to be able to share it with an amazing bunch of people.
Were you able to be there yesterday in the stands and cheer in that medley relay?
Oh, 100%. I was so excited that I'd finished racing and I was able to go and sit in the stands for the first time and actually experience the Olympics and watch. I mean, it's great to be out there racing, but it was also so good to be in the stands. And I didn't realise how nerve-wracking it is sitting up in the grandstands when you don't really have control of what's going on. But, watching Emma's 53 and the girls' relay was unbelievable. Like, I literally lost my voice from one race, so no wonder some of the boys had lost their voices because they were in the stands for most of the week.
Now you know how we all feel back home yelling at our tellies, Ariane. And what level of satisfaction are you feeling personally?
I don't think I've really thought about my swim yet. Like, I honestly haven't even looked back at, like, my race and my splits and all that type of thing. But in terms of the goals that I set out to do, I mean, in the 400 and the 200, I definitely knew that if I could come away winning both of them, I would be a very happy girl. And, I'm over the moon to pull it off. So I think when I get home and see everyone, it will kind of sink in how big it all is. But it's crazy to think, I've got my medals in my room now and I was just looking at all of them yesterday and it's crazy. Like, my first Olympics to come away with 4 medals, 2 of them gold. I'm really, really happy.
When you look at them, Ariane, where does your mind go? Does it go a long way back? Does it rest in the races just as you sort of savour what they represent in your journey?
I think about the past 12 months that I've had, it's been really tough. Like, with my shoulder injury, I didn't think that I'd be able to come back and swim at the level that I needed to win here. And it just goes to show that if you put your head down really hard for the last 4 months leading into an Olympic Games, you can do some great things. So I think about the culmination of work over the possibly the past 10 years. I mean, with my previous coach before Dean, he specialised in distance freestyle training. And as a 13-year-old, I was clocking 60-65 Ks a week in the pool. So I think it goes all the way back to then when I was doing those long sessions, and then that's just, you know, in the bank. And then the sessions that I've done the past 5 years with Dean, I think, have just all culminated and kind of come together when it mattered.
And when it mattered, so the 400 and the 200. So if we asked about the 400, it had such a build-up. We all felt a tremendous sense of investment and, frankly, nerves in the lead-up to it. What was your mindset as you headed to the blocks, knowing how immense this race had been built up to be?
Well, it's pretty crazy. Leading up to the beginning of racing, I was honestly the calmest I'd ever been prior to a big meet. I was way more nervous than Olympic trials, and the 400 freestyle, I was nervous, but I had a lot of confidence in myself. I thought that I could win, so I think that really helped me. And then after the 400 and realizing what I'd done, it was kind of like every race after that, I got a little bit more nervous because I knew that I could do it, and it was about having to do it again. So the 200, I was, I was pretty nervous for that one, I think, because I was more of the outright favourite in that race. It wasn't like a battle. It was my time was a bit quicker than the other girls. And then for the 800, I guess I was probably a little bit more nervous again because it was my last race of the meet and I was exhausted and it was pretty much all mental. I knew that I had to get myself up mentally just in that 800 and I was honestly hanging on by a thread. So after that race, literally when I walked out of the media zone, as soon as I'd finished it, I just burst into tears because it was kind of like overwhelming to be done. You know, it was a really, really big week physically and emotionally. And so I think I just kind of let it all out as soon as I finished.
You hit it well. You hit it well. We've got a great poker face throughout the week, if that's the case. So when you win the 400, Ariana, and to plot that race and knowing that it is against the great female swimmer, maybe the greatest of them all, how you'd obviously been meticulous and determined. What did it mean to you to be able to win that gold medal with Ledecky next year?
It means everything to me. I mean, this is not just something where you rock up and just swim your best over 8 laps and try and be enough to win the gold medal. Dean and I had made this plan probably 5 years ago. You know, I was a long way off Katie 5 years ago, but we made this plan and every year I was getting closer and closer, and I didn't think that it was possible until a couple of years ago when I beat her in 2019. But, you know, it's a lot of work, and I don't think anyone will understand unless they've been through it what it actually takes to take out the best. And, it was more than anything relief that we did it because, you know, you put yourself through a lot. You give up a lot in your life, and Dean's given up a lot of his family life, and he dedicates his life to his job, and I dedicate my life to my swimming career. So it was relief, and I think that was the overwhelming emotion. But honestly, I tried not to enjoy the 400 as much because I had the 200 that afternoon. But then when I won the 200 and I had no swim that night, I think my emotions got the better of me and I kind of relaxed a little bit. And that's when some of it came out.
So we had a great conversation with Dean after the 400, everything from the Ultimate Warrior to Rocky. And we had just a huge number of people call in and send messages. They want him as their life coach from here. So inspiring was he to listen to. And I've just watched the two of you on Sunrise together this morning. What is that bond like between the two of you, Ariane?
It's amazing. I mean, it's not often in life where you come across someone that you feel like you have this incredible bond with. He's the perfect coach for me, and I feel like I'm the perfect athlete for him. He said that, you know, I am him as an athlete. So I think that's why it works. I mean, I'm a little bit calmer, so it kind of balances out his craziness. But I think the reason why we are so successful as a partnership is because I completely trust the program that he puts out for me, and then he trusts that I will execute it as best as I can. And I think it's that trust and belief in each other that makes it work. But also, aside from him being my swimming coach and, you know, working together for, I guess, our job, You know, we get along very well. We have good banter. We giggle, we laugh. And I think that's a good thing as well. You know, aside from training, we get along and we enjoy each other's company as well.
Is he gloriously eccentric?
Very. I mean, anyone that knows Dean personally knows that his reaction for my 400 was typical Dean. You know, he sometimes can't hold in. He has to let it all out. And he's a very passionate person, probably the most passionate I know. And, yeah, that's just who he is. And everyone loves him for it.
And your parents, they've been so generous in sharing these days of the games with us. So I've spoken to both your mum and your dad across the way. When you think back to the family decision to back the talents of a 14-year-old and to give you every possible opportunity and move states, that's such a... Have a think about what it means to be how you become successful at the Olympics. It's a whole family endeavour. How do you reflect on that decision that the whole family makes to give you the best chance?
Well, looking back, it was definitely a gamble. I mean, I look at a 14-year-old girl now and I think, how do my parents have the belief in me that I was going to make something of myself at that age? But I guess I showed my dedication back then and they believed in me. And I think that if I didn't have the work ethic that I did, maybe the decision would have been different. But I've always been a hard worker. I was never the most talented swimmer when I was younger, but I think they saw that I was really dedicated, and I think that pushed them to move. You know, when I started winning age group medals back then and, you know, started to make a shift through the national ranks, it was hard from Tassie. I was pretty much doing it on my own. And then before I moved to Brisbane, my coach at the time moved back 6 months before me, and he was sending me sessions and I was doing it in the public lane by myself with the public swimmers swimming around me for 6 months as a 14-year-old girl. And I think about that now, and that's a girl in grade eight. And I think, well, how the hell did I do that? And it just goes to show the type of athlete that I was back then. And I'm still that same athlete now. And I'm very, very pleased and grateful that they took a chance on me, and I don't think many families would do it. But I think that just the belief they had in me was what enabled them to make that decision.
It's an absolutely beautiful story. Do you have a sense, Ariane, that life might be a little bit different when you return to Australia?
I think maybe a little bit. I mean, I re-downloaded all my social media. I wasn't looking at it while I was competing, and I wasn't looking at any media or that type of thing. And I've had a little bit of a look at it now, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, Olympics is huge to our country, and so to perform for Australia, I feel like it means a lot to the public. And I'm really happy to get back home and see everyone. I know my life's going to be a little bit different, but I kind of take it all in my stride. I think I might enjoy it for the first part when I get home. But no, I feel that I'm still the same person. I just know how to swim on a big stage, but I'm looking forward to getting home.
And have you got a plan for quarantine?
Oh, well, I've got a few little activities to do. I've got some colouring in. I've got a nail kit. I've got, I don't know, my family has sent me like a backpack, I think. We were able to have one bag come in, sitting in our room for us when we get there, and I have no idea what they've put in there. So hopefully they'll put some good things in there. I mean, I might can't start climbing the walls, who knows, but I'll be looking forward to when that's over.
Give you a chance to decompress. Ariane, congratulations, and thank you for your time with us on SEN.
Thank you.